as you begin your health and fitness program, your new health and fitness program, you're going to be excited in the beginning. You're going to have high hopes of what you're going to accomplish, what you're going to attain. But let me tell you this, there's going to come a time in this process when your emotions will no longer be high concerning this new plan that you're on. There's going to come a point where you won't have the enthusiasm. There's going to come a time where you'll have no enthusiasm and you won't want to go on. I want you to be ready for that. I want you to be prepared. Don't get caught off guard. It happens to everybody. No one is exempt from this feeling. There comes a point where you may not be motivated. There will come a point, actually, where you won't be motivated. There's going to be a day where you just won't feel like going on with your health and fitness program. You won't want to go to the gym. You won't want to follow your nutrition plan. If you work out at home, you won't want to do it. You want to do other things. It will come. Let's take maybe away. It will come. There's no maybe. It will come. So I want you to be prepared for that. You have to make a determination now that when that happens, you're going to keep working anyway. You're going to keep on working anyway. You're going to keep on doing what you need to do anyway. It's those times where you're putting in the work, even though you don't feel like it, that the most results are happening. You're creating a habit. You are solidifying the necessary discipline that's needed to get you where you need to go. There'll be times where that motivation will come back and you'll feel good about it and fire it up. But there'll be dips where you don't feel motivated. There's going to be dips. And you will be strengthening your willpower. You'll be strengthening your discipline. These are important qualities for you to reach your goals. These are important qualities to have so you will eventually experience your health and fitness goals. So make a determination that when you don't feel like it, you're going to do it anyway. Know that you're not alone. It happens to everybody. It's not unique for you. There's nothing wrong with you that you're not motivated. There'll be dips in your motivation. There'll be dips. There'll be dips. But you have to do it anyway. You have to do it anyway. Just do it. You don't feel like doing it. Okay? When you don't feel like doing it, say to yourself, I'm going to do it anyway. Just get into the motion of doing it. And before long, you'll want to keep on doing it. Just start. Just start the process. When you don't feel like doing it, make yourself start the process. and you'll continue to flow with doing it until the end. Keep your reason of why you're doing it in mind as well. Those reasons that you came up with why you're going after those big goals, keep them in mind. During that time when you don't feel like doing the necessary work, remember those reasons why, and they'll keep you going. They'll give you that surge that you need. You just keep after it, no matter what. You're not always gonna feel like it. You can't let that be the judge of whether you continue to do your program. You can't go off of what you feel like, because you're not always gonna feel like doing it. Just do it. Just do it. It's a part of the process. I'm letting you know in advance. It's a part of the process, so you won't be caught off guard. When you don't feel like it, just know it's a part of the process. And you keep on at it.